It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, this is so exciting. The new cast of Dancing with the Stars has been revealed.
First up, Karamo Brown from Queer Eye. It's the Bachelorette.
This is so exciting. The list goes on and on. You just heard James Vanderbeek, so that's exciting. Dawson of Dawson's Creek. Allie Brooke is going to be on there. Hannah B. was mentioned. Supermodel Christie Brinkley, who is such a babe at her age. Do you guys think Christie Brinkley is so gorgeous?
She's good, but like...
I said,
But I guess like you told me that and I was like... I don't know. Doesn't it seem like Dancing with the Stars has kind of went downhill?
Lamar Odom. Which will be interesting to see him back and actually if he could dance.
Okay, you got me again. Hold on.
Okay, the big controversy, Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. Didn't the host have a problem with that?
Tom Bergeron was like, I don't think this is right. But they're doing that for the ratings, and he's a little dude. You know he'll get kicked off like first.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he makes it past the first 2 weeks. It's hard.
I think I'm going to root for Lauren Elena. She's a country star, and I've met her several times, and she's a doll. Or Christie Brinkley, because I think she's going to be amazing. So Dancing with the Stars kicks off Monday, September 16th, 8 p.m. on ABC. All right, Jamie Foxx. He broke the news the other day that he is dating a 21-year-old girl named Sila. Okay, he and Katie Holmes are done. Now he's like, hey, it didn't start like this. She is a bunch younger than me, but we just started because I thought she was like a protege.
But here was the thing. There was a thing that was leaked in the press. It was a young lady by the name of Sayla Vavi. I did the same thing with her. When I met her,
I was the one who
introduced me to her.
Like, yo, Foxx.
Said, this girl is amazing. So she's on my steps singing Beyonce, broken down on the, she's playing the guitar. I said, when did this happen? So we took her under our wing.
Okay, so they are rumored to be living together. So he did take her under his wing. But people were just outraged, I guess, because she's so young. And then it was just days after he split from Katie Holmes that they were seen hand in hand. So who knows?
What do you want Jamie Foxx to do, people?
I know. I think he's a good dude.
Let the man live his life.
Let him live his life. Well, it made national news. The actor Jeffrey Owens. Do you guys remember this? He became famous on The Cosby Show. He was spotted working at Trader Joe's and everyone was like, oh my gosh. Well, not anymore.
Uh-oh.
In fact, today was the day I gave notice at Trader Joe's. Yesterday was my last day at work. I've done a lot of jobs. There are still 4 television projects that I've done that are in the can that haven't been aired yet. There's also 2 films that I've done that haven't come out yet.
So is he out of the food bagging business for good?
He is done. But you know what? I think he should thank his lucky stars that picture surfaced of him working there, because I think people remembered, he exists and he got some acting gigs,
for
right?
For sure. Nowadays, I feel like anything can go viral and it could help you a lot and change your life, good or bad.
Yeah, no shame in that game. I mean, that's a great place to work. Whatever.
I know where I'm going after work today.
Exactly. Okay, brace yourselves. If you are big fans of The Real Housewives, Bethany Frankel, the OG of The Real Housewives of New York, is leaving.
You're sick of
me. Calm down.
I don't want you near me. I really don't. I don't want you near me. I don't.
Don't go home.
Yeah, fine. I feel terrible.
Okay, she's done. And I know, Liv, you're devastated because you're a huge fan, as am I.
Yes, so I'm a giant, giant Real Housewives fan, and New York City is my absolute favorite. Bethany is my favorite on it. She brings out the crazy in everyone, if that's funny, emotional, whatever, and her life is literally just a whirlwind. So they're going to be hurting without her on it.
And she's a genius behind all the Skinny Girl stuff. But she says, I'm so grateful to everyone for sticking through me, through it with me. It's been a journey since I've been in my late 30s, but she's calling it quits. I'm sad.
Oh, no. It's going to be okay. You got reruns. It's going to be okay, Mackenzie.
That's true. Bethany will be the same without you, girl. There you go.
All right. That is the garbage. Mackenzie, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.